Hello, Sarah. Hi, my name is Wilbert from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
What's it about?
Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Are you over the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other?
Taxes.
Taxes, right? Thank
yep.
you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels like carbon emissions need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, or wetlands, or overpopulation?
Overpopulation.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, or timber harvest, or landfill space?
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
No.
Okay, now using the scale of excellent, good, or just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first is mining. Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. What about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And what about forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Well, what about refining? Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And what about electric utilities? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. We're going to the next stage. We're at 24%. Thank you for your patience. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? First is Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
How about county land departments? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how about forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, right? Okay, we're going to the next stage. We're at 37%. Thank you for your patience. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Probably very important.
It's very important? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Okay, significant.
Very significant, what?
Yep.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
More than harvested.
More than harvested. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
More.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you think, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Probably positive.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses and on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, right. Okay, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood, chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. We're at 59%. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 6,000 to 9,000 people. Okay, so much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you very much. We're already at 70% and almost done. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficult hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. We're at 73%. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. So Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading like to increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to list of several components of program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, okay? The first is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
How about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed? The forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And what about get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. We're at 82% and almost done. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less? Technical or grade school? Some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you very much. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
The 59 to 64.
Thank you very much. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
Large city, right? Okay, and is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74, 75 to 99, or 100 plus?
probably under the 100,000.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
And which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Retired.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Great. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm gone.